So really, you have to interpret what the 14th Amendment mean. Do kids that are born here on a tourist visa, or when the parents, the first thing they do when they enter the country is break the law, does that show some sort of allegiance to this country, right? So think about it now, and Justice Alito raised the question of what about children of Iranian citizens? Their kids are required to serve in the Iranian military. Where is the loyalty to the United States there? So if parents of Iranians who come in on a tourist visa and bring their child back to the Middle East, are we obligated as a country to evacuate that child and that family, say they're in, you know, Oman, because like we do with every other American citizen, wow, it's wartime, we're going to try to bring you back because it's our duty to protect you because you're an American. Is that really what the founders and those who passed the 14th Amendment after the Civil War were thinking about? I think not. I think the case was, look, illegal immigration was not on the radar, and you have to apply what do the words of the laws mean,
right,
using what they understood it to mean then. They did not mean it to say illegal immigrant kids, come on in, you'll get all the benefits of citizenship. That is, and look at Europe.
Yeah.
We are an outlier. Europe doesn't have birthright
this. This isn't in their laws.